It's opening night at the Auburn University Theater. To tell us about the first production of the season is the head of the Department of Drama at Auburn University, Dr. Kenneth Kimball. He's our guest today on Auburn Profiles. This is Auburn University Profiles, sketches of the personalities, ideas, and events that make Auburn University an exciting place. This program is produced by the Radio and Television Service of the Department of University Relations and is presented by this station as a public service to higher education. At 8:15 tonight in the Auburn University Theater, the first production of the 1967-68 theater season will open. And the title of that production will be The Fantastics. Dr. Campbell, will you describe some of the things our local theater goers might expect tonight?
Well, I think they can expect a delightful show. It's a small cast musical. The instrumental section is piano and harp. There is one girl in it. It's primarily a love story having to do with two youngsters who finally, as you might imagine, do get together. It's kind of a reversed Romeo and Juliet. Two sets of parents, or the two fathers, rather, are opposed, are feigning opposition to a marriage in order that the youngsters will get together. So they build a wall down the garden, and they feign this feud, and the children, sensing this, of course, are immediately attracted to each other. And they do fall in love over the wall, and they do meet in secret. But the parents meet in secret, too, and it's obvious that this is a hoax. An abduction is staged, and the boy and girl go off into some kind of happy existence. In the second act, of course, it comes out that it was a hoax. There's a scene where everyone blames everybody else and gets very nasty with everybody else. The boy goes off, the girl goes off, and, of course, as you might imagine, it is romantic. It has its roots in a 19th century play called The Romancers. They get together at the end, and they live as happily ever after, I suppose, as anybody could live. Mm-hmm. There's some delightful numbers in it, numbers that people will recall. Audiences will hear many familiar tunes. Probably the most famous of the tunes in this musical is the number Soon It's Gonna Rain. All in all, a delightful evening in the theater. Mr. Comeau is the director.
New member of the staff, isn't he?
Yes, he's a new man on the staff, and he performed in this show for a rather long run at the Third Eye Theater in Denver. As a matter of fact, he played one of the fathers, and I think he's brought exactly the right touch to this production. It's light, but it's very simple and thoroughly enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Curtain time this evening is 8:15 in the Auburn University Theater. Now, let's not confuse the people by this new title. That is the same building that we've always had our performances.
It's the same building. It has had a variety of names. Really a great... There's a great long list of names what this building has been called.
Some that you can't mention on the air.
Some that we'd rather not talk about. But it is right there at the corner of Thatch and College. We would like to see you there.
The admission to these productions, students are admitted free on,
yes,
on ID cards,
right,
and townspeople.
Townspeople now, we're asking them to pay $2. The cost of these productions is great. We feel $2 for a thoroughly exciting live show is not excessive.
I think $2 is a fair price too, Dr. Campbell. Our time is about up for today. We appreciate you being with us on our programs this week, and look forward to hearing more from you about the new theater season at Auburn University. This has been Auburn University Profiles, sketches of the personalities, ideas, and events that make Auburn University an exciting place. Profiles is produced by the Radio and Television Service of the Department of University Relations and is presented by this station as a public service to higher education. Until Monday at the same time, this is James Zeman speaking from the campus of Auburn University.